If we look at the Yalkut, this is brought from the Yalkut Shemayni, in the middle one, Tafresh Tzadik Zayin. The Pasuk says, it's a Pasuk in Tilim in Perek Chof Dalid, Lashem Oretzim Loyo. So the Oretz, the world, the earth, and everything that fills it, it belongs to Hashem. Reb Azari v'Reb Nechemya, v'Reb Brechya, Tloson Amoran Moshel. They said like this: Moshel l'Mohadover Doimer. What's this comparable to? L'Melech Shohoyah Loi Shnei Apotropsin, Apotrofin. Echad Hoya Hamemuna Al Mashe Bebayis. He had two supervisors. One took care of the things that were in the house, and the other one the stuff that was in the fields. Shal habayis ho yodea kol mashu babayis v'shabasode. Kol mashu babayis u'shabasode. Shal habayis ho yodea kol mashu babayis u'basode. U'shabasode. Shabasode lo ho yodea ela mashu basode bilvad. The one on the bayis, he was in charge of everything, the house and the surrounding fields. The one on the field only knew about the field, but he didn't know what was going on in the house. Kach Moshe, b'shor she'olo l'morom hoy yodea elyoinu v'tachtoinim. Moshe Rabbeinu, when he went up to Shemayim, so he knew what's going on in the elyoinim, up above, and the tachtoinim, and down below. Kileis bohen. Hein la'Hashem elokecha ha'shomayim u'shmei ha'shomayim ho'oretz v'chol asher bo. And his praise of Hashem was, to Hashem belongs the heavens and the shmei ha'shomayim and the oretz and everything that's in it. Because Moshe Rabbeinu had this first-hand knowledge, the access of the shomayim and of everything that was below. Aval David shaloi olo la'moroim. David did not go up to shomayim. Ki leis la'kodesh baruch hu b'masho hoyo yodea. He only praised Hashem in what he knew, and which was what? L'Hashem ha'oretzum loyo. That's all David HaMelech said. David HaMelech was only able to say, only felt comfortable saying, L'Hashem ha'oretzum loyo, but not anything about the Shomayim, because he didn't have that knowledge about the Shomayim. So if you think about it, it's very strange. David HaMelech didn't know what was going on in Shomayim. It's a posuk in the Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't keep it as a secret to himself. Moshe Rabbeinu said, what's the pasuk he brings? Hein la'Hashem elokecha ha'shamayim u'shmei ha'shamayim ha'oretz v'chol asher bo. David HaMelech couldn't refer and recognize and understand and appreciate that what Moshe Rabbeinu said and praise Hashem with the shamayim and shmei ha'shamayim and the oretz as well. No, David HaMelech had to say, L'Hashem ha'oretzum loya, only, why? Because he didn't have this first-hand knowledge. He didn't, lo yoda, it says. What do you mean, lo yoda? Ayadiyah he obviously had. The Torah says so. Moshe Rabbeinu said so. Moshe Rabbeinu told him. Well, since he was not olal morim himself, he only praised Hashem. The Lashon of the Medrash is in Shaloi olal morim, kilen shalach kodesh baruch hu b'masha hoya yodea. This is what he knew. This he didn't know, even though he did know. It seems that in order to express any sincere, any real, any meaningful praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it isn't enough that intellectually I know exactly what it is. I want to say, Hein Lashem HaShomayim U'Shmei HaShomayim Avada. I know that. Moshe Rabbeinu said it. Moshe Rabbeinu was made. The Torah is made. That's part of Yadus. That's if you don't believe in that, you're koifa b'kola terakula. But when it comes to praising Hashem, when it comes to the emotional expression or the heartfelt expression of praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it isn't enough what I know intellectually. It has to have been something that I know personally, that I've experienced myself, that I've seen it for myself. And even the fact that the Torah is made, that this is what it is, did not qualify or justify or allow David HaMelech to be able to express that praise, and all he was able to say, or all he wanted to say, was "Hey, as LaShem Oretzim Loyo." I think that this has a very direct relationship to our daily existence. Sometimes we maybe take too many things for granted. You know, we understand Hashem is this, that, the other thing. We know all the praises, and we start with the Baruch She'omar, and then all the Psukei Dezimra, and it's reviewed again in Yishtabach, and so forth and so on. And on Shabbos, it's expanded even more. But the reality is, it's words. And even though I know the words to be true, because Moshe Rabbeinu was made, and other words, we also, it's based on psukim in Tehillim, psukim, and so forth and so on. But I need something a little more than that to really be appropriately praising Hashem, and that's even the level of praise that I can understand, which is not even enough to really reach the reality. But even that, to be able to say it, to feel justified or qualified or appropriate to say, I have to have that sense of personal experience, which means that we have to pay a lot of attention to the Hashgochas Hashem in the world, to see what he does, to not just read it from the Siddur or read it from the Psukim and know it intellectually, but actually to experience it. A knowledge, what the Chazal here called the lack of knowledge by David HaMelech, was something that intellectually he knew completely and totally, and he would give his life for that knowledge. But it wasn't as experienced, it wasn't as heartfelt. He can't personally appreciate it to the fullest because he didn't see it. And I think therefore it behooves us to open our eyes and to really see everything that's going on, all of the hashgocha in the world, and hashgocha protis to note, to take note of every minute situation. HaKadosh Baruch Hu involved in this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's involved in this, this big thing, this small thing, this thing, that thing, other things, this seems insignificant, this seems very significant. And the more that we can recognize, the more that we can see ourselves, the more that we can feel ourselves, the more that we have the right and the ability to recite the praises of Hashem, because they're not just based on an intellectual knowledge, which I accept and I believe and I know to be true. The Torah is made, there's no greater truth than the Eidus of Moshe Rabbeinu. But the feeling, the appreciation, that has to come from that type of personal recognition. And if you look at the first... if you look at the first thing here, the one on top, Omer Rav Yehuda, Omer Shmuel, that's really the Gemara in Brochus. Kol hanenem min ha'olam hazeh beloi brocho ki'ilu nenem mikotshi shamayim. Shenemar la'shem ho'oretzim loyo. Person who's nene from this world without a brocho, it's as if he was nene from that which is muktash la'shamayim, which he has no right whatsoever to have any hanor from. It's also b'hanor. Shenemar la'shem ho'oretzim loyo. That the Pasuk says, it all belongs to Hashem. Everything belongs to Hashem. Everything in this world belongs to Hashem. Rabbi Levi, Romi, Ksiv Hashem Oretz Mloya, Uksiv Oretz Vaoretz Nosan Levnei Odom. We know that there's a stira. It does say Hashem Oretz Mloya, but it also says Oretz Nosan Levnei Odom, that the Oretz was given to Bnei Odom. So what are you telling me? It's all Hashemayim. It's really Bnei Odom. Loi Kasha, it's not a Kasha, the Gemara says, Kan Koidim Brocha, before a person makes a brocha, then the posuk Lashem or some lawyer applies. It belongs to Hashem. It's not yours. After one makes the brocha, then or it's no son of Neodom, then that is appropriate. What's going on over here? HaKadosh Baruch Hu created everything for us. Everything he created in the world for us. The Rishalmi says there's a tfi on a person when there's a hano in this world, I guess, that was permissible, and he doesn't take advantage of it, then there's a tfi on him. Hashem made it. He made it for you. He made it for us to enjoy. Well, what are you doing? Why are you not taking advantage of it? And everything he created for us, and he wants us to have hano, and it's all about that hano, and even the slightest thing he gave us that we should be able to be nana in every way possible. But it seems that there's a condition. I imagine that before the Chachomim were Mesaken Brochos, because these Birchas Anen and Adrabonon, I imagine that the world was on the level, the Klal Yisrael was on a level that they could appreciate this. as the Doros got less, maybe it was not Shaykh, I don't know. That's how they made these takonas, they built based it on this. But it sounds like that the pleasures of the world can only truly belong to us, even though they were given for us. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted us to have them because they will, or they will, because they will, or together with the benefit that we should appreciate where it comes from. We should appreciate it. Every pleasure of this world is an opportunity to appreciate the Chesed Hashem, to appreciate the infinite Chesed Hashem, to appreciate the extent of, I would say, Chayev Adam Lomer Kol Olam Nivra Bishvili. When I eat an apple, this apple is my apple, was created for me and nobody else. It's mine. It's only mine. I make that brocha, and it's and that appreciation, it seems, is critical. Ad kedei kach, that Chazal say that if a person did not express that appreciation, he really had no right to eat it, even though it was given for him. It was created for him, it was given for him, it was made for him. This particular apple came into the world, all that I should have it. But without the brocha, it's not mine. Because that ingredient of appreciating the Chesed Hashem is so critical, is so integral, is really the tachlis of everything. And it's just like, it seems that we take so much for granted. And we taka make brochas, but we maybe mumble them, and we don't really think about it, and we don't realize what it means that Hashem is the Mekor HaBrochos, and the Melech HaOlam, who's so many more important things to do than to worry about whether I have this apple. But That's critical. That's the only condition with which it was granted to me. So really, it seems that there's a lot of a very serious avoida at trying to actualize the appreciation of Hashem. And appreciation, it seems, doesn't come naturally. It's not something that, oh, I have what to eat, so I feel I appreciate Hashem. It's not, I guess, with Avraham Avinu. He gave people, and then he said, now thank the one who it came from. That's not something we can take for granted. And it seems that even the knowledge that it's true, like by David HaMelech, is not enough. It has to be something that I appreciate. I wonder if maybe that's, I don't know, this is conjecture, but maybe that's why the halacha in Hilchas Brochas is that only if you had hanoah, if there's no hanoah, if you take something that's no hanoah from, that you, there's no hanoah, you take water to swallow down a pill, so water doesn't have a taste, and there's nothing, it's not, you're not taking it for the hanoah, because it's about the appreciation of the gift. And unless we can feel and experience that appreciation is not really there. Ad kedei kach, the Dovin HaMelech wouldn't even say the tishbochos that didn't go in something that he didn't appreciate. So I guess the lesson is obvious that we really have to pay a lot of attention in the brochas to appreciate the Chesed Hashem, and in whatever hashkocha and circumstances in life that we can appreciate, because those will really connect us. And we spend so much time enjoying the Chasdei Hashem. We spend so much time in the davening praising the Chesed Hashem, that if we really, want to make it all a maximal or a truly worthwhile experience, then the attention to the experiences, personal experiences, seems to be a critical detail in order to make it happen.